LaPlante is best known in the U.S. as the creator of the TV series Prime Suspect. Her first television series, Widows, debuted in the U.K. in 1984 and has just been made into a motion picture directed by Steve McQueen, which will be released at the end of this year. Widows has also been published as a book in the United States for the first time, and it's a great beach read about three women who are widowed when a heist their husbands planned goes bad. After they find the master plan, they decide to finish the job themselves. Widows is published by Zafra, and I am so happy that it brings Linda LaPlante here today. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. I hear that yesterday Widows is going to open the London Film Festival.
Yes.
So is this the first time a feature movie has been made from one of your books?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. And the most bizarre, because it's 30-odd years old.
Isn't that wild? Because it was a television series. It was a long-term, like a mini-series in Britain first.
Yeah, it was a six-hour series. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge success. And it's just unbelievable to me that all these years later, Steve McQueen makes a movie of the same story. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful. So how did he connect with this project?
I'm not going to just drop it in, but I was at Buckingham Palace.
Oh my!
And it was a sort of event for people that had been at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and I truthfully didn't know Steve McQueen at all. I obviously knew of 12 Years a Slave,
right?
And he just walked up to me. And he said, "Are you Linda LaPlante?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "My name is Steve McQueen." And I went, "Oh, hello." And he said, "I am a huge fan of yours." And I said, "Oh, thank you very much." And it was so extraordinary. And he said, "At 13, I watched your series, Widows, and I have never forgotten it." And there's a kind of a double whammy going on there. You think, "Oh gosh, I'm so old."
Oh, stop. But yes, I know what you mean.
But he said, "I want to make a movie of that." And he did.
Man, oh man. Yeah. Did you end up writing the screenplay?
No. He wrote it with Gillian Flynn, who did Gone Girl. And it's the interesting thing with Steve McQueen is that he was so like a sponge. Every time I had a meeting with him, he would absolutely pommel me with questions. Where did she come from? Why did she do that? And the script, he took all the notes. And he's a wonderfully creative man. And when you're very close to him, his attention to you is like you feel as if he's squeezing you dry. And I said, "I do have notes." "Yes, yes, yes, give me them. Give me. And, I mean, he was so receptive. And in a way, I think the movie is just going to fly.
Whoa.
I really do.
So in that respect, that he was so respectful of your work and so absorbing everything that you put in there, did you feel like your voice or the voice that you created for the characters in Widows is in the movie?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Which is, I think, to me, very, very exciting, because my voice is there. My women are there. And the fact of the empowerment of them is there. And Viola Davis is quite extraordinary. Her powerful performance. And it's rather nice, because Steve McQueen insisted that the original actress, who's called Anne Mitchell, played a sort of Hitchcock part. She's there.
Oh, nice.
And so she was treated with great respect. And it's, you know, the respect, this is what has been so moving for me, is the respect. At the same time, it is wonderful to have a book coming out, you know, and you think, "I did this 35 years ago." And it makes me feel terribly old, but at the same time, I'm like a child, because the excitement about the book is wonderful.
I can understand that. I read in the press material that Widows has had sequels, reboots, and adaptations in every decade since its debut. I mean, obviously, there's some aspect in that book that has a continued appeal. What is it?
truthfully, it is one a great plot. I mean, I don't like to sound my own trumpet too harshly.
Blast away.
But it's a great plot. And the other biggest thing is you've never seen women behaving like this. And one of the reasons when I was talking with Steve, I said, be sure you make the women very real. Because if you approach four women who have very grief-stricken, their husbands have blown up, but they were married to criminals.
Right.
If you approach these women and say, look, my husband was the big king. I've found his plans, and I want to do the robbery. Do you truthfully think that all those women will go, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Yes, right. Yes, I'm in.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I said, they will never agree. You have to make the argument with them. And then there comes the humor. You know, when they say, well, I think she's nuts. Follow. Do whatever she says because she's got the money. And underbelly of it is grief, too. So you have a very big thriller. And what Steve has done is lifted it into modern time and set it in Chicago. And it really is a very powerful film.
So I just want to go over a little of the story for people who, well, you might not know. And those of you who are listening who don't know, you're going to buy the book and see the movie. So there's three main female characters. And how do they become widows at the same time?
Because their men are criminals.
Okay.
And they're involved in a heist for an awful lot of money. And it goes disastrously wrong, and they're blown up. And the men are so blown up, you know, they literally, their bodies are burnt to a cinder.
Yeah.
And it's how the women meet up after.
And they didn't know each other that
well. They
didn't
know each other because the big mama, she was rich. They lived in, you know, a palatial home. And the other women were, you know, all sorts of, one was a hair, worked in a hair salon. One ran a woman's shop. They were broke, too. But she has money, and the violence against her, because the key to the film is when her husband was, you know, blown up, he always left a ledger, we used to call them, the East Enders, you know, down in London.
A ledger.
A ledger, darling. This is like a diary. If you worked for Harry Rawlins, your name went into a book.
Aha.
If you fenced for him, your name went down. It was his kind of means to control you. If you worked for him, you knew you were in his book. And if you went against him, he'd actually kill you.
Yikes. He'd actually, and you'd be in the book with that. I'm speaking with Linda LaPlante, who's best known as the creator of the series Prime Suspect. And her first TV series, Widows, is now out as a book in the United States and going to be released as a film, I believe, in November here in the States.
Yes.
That Steve McQueen directed. So these women are from different social classes there. It's all, they would not have necessarily been friends or even known each other or have talked to each other if not for these circumstances.
Yeah.
Did you write it trying to get those different perspectives represented, or did it just kind of go along organically in how you wrote?
I was an actress. and I was doing a show.
Wait, what was that little laugh about? Let's go back. What was your experience as an actress?
Yeah,
what was that
I studied at RADA.
Oh, you did?
I was a Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. And I was a very serious actress. Mm-hmm. I did, you know, the National Theatre and Royal Shakespeare Company. And I used to, because I describe myself, I'm quite short with red hair. And I come from Liverpool. And
yes.
Every television drama, I was invariably cast as a prostitute.
Golly.
And there is footage, more footage of me seen, hello, love, you coming my way. it was rather embarrassing. I was always, anyway, I was cast in a part of a detective show. And I had this ridiculous role. And it was very, very serious. And the detective woman had to say to me, why don't we get on an even relationship? Call me Margaret. I had to then say, call me Juanita. So I said, why am I called Juanita? Is there a reason? And the message came down, no, the writer rather likes it. You're called Juanita. So what happened was, every time I got to that moment, I became hysterical. And
You couldn't get the line out. Juanita.
And you have directors saying, now come along, behave yourselves, pull yourself together. And I remember asking about the scripts. And I thought, I said, can anybody write in?
Clearly they can.
Yes, she said, yes, just send it in. And so I went off home, and it's like a double error, really, because my ego was such that I thought, well, I'll write a story with me as the leading person. So I sent off to this company three stories, and they were all rejected. And one of them was called Widows. And somebody, it might have been the cleaner, I don't know, but someone had written, this is brilliant. And so I rejigged it. And again, this is, I always try to help other writers to say, you know, when you're sending in an idea for a show, make sure it goes to the right department.
Duh.
I mean, so if you're writing a thriller, send it to a drama department, not the comedy department.
Correct.
Because it won't get read. And it was wonderful because I sent it to an incredibly brilliant producer called Verity Lambert. And what, for one reason, I don't know why, I used Linda LaPlante, not my acting name. And when I walked in, they said, oh, don't tell us. You're not Linda LaPlante. And I said, yes, I am. Oh, she said, we thought it was a transvestite trucker.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyway, she said, I love it. It was just one page called Widows.
That was it. And it came out of trying to create some
a role for myself.
I understand that. I can totally get behind that. I think that that's fantastic. I've done that. Now, you know, the old adage, write what you know, right? Yeah. So are you trying to tell me by looking at the plot of Widows that you're a secret criminal? Have you been leading bank heists somewhere? What's really going on?
No, but it taught me for the rest of my life as a writer what to do, because to be told you will be commissioned, but if it isn't any good, would you mind us bringing on another writer? And I said, no, because I wasn't absolutely 100% sure if it was an offer. But when I realized I had to write episode one, I went to source. So the interesting thing is, as an actress, I played a lot of prostitutes, street women. What do I do now that I'm writing one? I go and find them. Mm. I go up to them and said, excuse me, I'm writing something. I can't tell you what I was told to do with myself, invariably. But eventually I said, look, I'll pay you. Talk to me. It was a very big learning curve, because I understood that I had egotistically presumed as an actress from the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art.
Of course.
I could be quite common. Suddenly I found more. The women, you know, when they'd pull up a cuff and say, you want to see why I'm on the streets? That's why. Then another would say, I'm a weekender. I have a family up in the north of England. I come on the weekend for my kids. So that, and I thought, I have to continue this. I have to continue to go to source in every single level, police, criminals. Now, finding criminals, real heavy duty criminals, was, again, quite difficult to do. But invariably, on a film set, I don't know why, there are quite a lot of
criminals.
Yes, they're often
lurking about.
Yeah, they're often. You know what they are? They're often in the prop department.
Yeah, you know, those guys are always a little shady.
Do you want a nice lampshade? Yeah. And so I remember this one, and his name was Mickey, and he said, "What do you want?" I said, well, I really do need to talk to some heavy-duty criminals. He said, what, murderers? So I said, yes, if that's possible.
He said, do you want murderers?
Yeah, killers.
Okay. Oh, my.
So there's a very famous pub in England where the Cray brothers used to hang out. And I learnt quite quickly, don't look as if I'm making notes. Don't look shocked. Just absolutely be sponge-like. And so we're at this appalling pub in England, London, on the East End, darling. And he says to me, you remember those bodies, the guy that fed them to the pigs? So I said, oh, yes, yes. Didn't at all. No idea what he was talking about. He said, well, John did them. John, come over here and meet Linda. And bit by bit, I met one after the other. And the extraordinary thing was, by the time I'd got all my characters, I'd written myself out. I wasn't right for one part. And that ended me as an actress, too.
Holy cow. I'm spellbound, and in my ear they're telling me these very sad words, you have to rap.
Oh, no!
Is that all the time that I have with the great Linda LaPlante? Oh, man, I could listen to your stories forever. And may I just say again how I loved Prime Suspect.
Thank you.
I love the characters you make for women, and I love the multicultural characters that you write for women. They're yelling at me to rap. Thank you so much for joining us today. I've been speaking with Linda LaPlante about turning her 1983 thriller Widows into a feature film directed by Oscar winner Steve McQueen.